We have Constable Sterling John with the RCMP here with us today to talk about how families can stay safe this Halloween season and Halloween night, of course. So, Constable John, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the chance to chat, and Halloween is one of my favorite nights of the year. It's time for kids to have fun, dress up, and enjoy the community. And we want to make sure everybody has a great and safe night.
Definitely, that's right. So what are some of the bigger safety tips you would like parents and kids to keep in mind?
Well, the biggest thing is supervision. If your kids are young, just make sure an adult's with them when they're out trick-or-treating. And for the older kids who are going out with friends, just plan a route ahead and set a curfew and make sure that you have a way to get a hold of your kids. Visibility is huge. A lot of trick-or-treating issues do happen after dark. So bright costumes, reflective tape, glow sticks, flashlights do make a difference. And the more visible you are, the safer you are. As for costumes, just make sure that masks do make it hard for kids to see in traffic. So face paint is a safer option.
That is some really great advice right there. So what about drivers? What should they be watching out for on Halloween night?
Well, we always, you know, promote traffic safety, and we remind drivers to slow down and stay alert. Kids are excited, you know, they're crossing streets, and sometimes when they're crossing the road, they're where they shouldn't be. So if you're driving through neighborhoods, take it slow, put your phone away, keep an eye out between parked cars.
That is a really good reminder right there. And I know candy is obviously a big part of the night. So any tips out there for that?
Yeah, definitely. Before the kids dive in their candy stash, just as parents, you know, just take the extra couple of minutes and look through what they have, their inventory. Some homes do hand out non-food treats to make Halloween safer for everybody. Parents, toss anything that is unwrapped or looks suspicious, you know.
So what about handing out candy? Anything that handy hander outers should keep in mind?
Yeah, so turn on your porch light if you're welcoming trick-or-treaters, and keep walkways clear so nobody trips. If you have pets, it's best to keep them inside. All the costumes and doorbells, you know, can make them nervous. And of course, if anybody sees anything suspicious or unsafe, don't hesitate to call it in to the police. We'd rather check it out and make sure everybody's safe and okay.
That's great. Anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up here?
Well, just that Halloween should be fun and not about fear. A few simple precautions can make the night safer for everybody. So slow down, stay visible, and look out for one another. And if folks want more safety tips or advice, check out the RCMP website. You know, we'll be posting reminders and community info through the week.
Excellent advice. Constable John, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and stay safe out there.